You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Very pleasant Saturday morning to you, and welcome into the KLEM Coach's Corner for another week of the high school football season. KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. We're going to be joined by Lars Community Head Football Coach Ken Vigdahl coming up in just a few minutes, and then Galing Catholic Head Football Coach Jeremy Schindler will join us later in the hour. The KLEM Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by Chapman Overhead Door, Nohava Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Sitzman Construction, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Get Branded 360, and Ameriprise Financial with Mike and Ross Rulin. We thank our great sponsors making this program possible for you each and every Saturday morning. Well, Lamar's Community finished 52-17 on the wrong side of a game with East High on Thursday night. That was the only the third time in the last 12 years that the Bulldogs played a Thursday night contest. Last night, Galing Catholic steamrolled over Lawton Bronson, getting out in front early and never looking back, 35-0, the final victory for Galing Catholic. We'll talk with Coach Jeremy Schindler about that great start they went on and all that kind of fun stuff as well. Thought we'd run down some of the scores from yesterday in high school football. In Class 8 player, it was Remsen St. Mary's beating Siouxland Christian 73-0. Kingsley Pearson suffers another narrow loss, this time to Harris Lake Park 40-37. Newell Fonda beat River Valley 48-6. Arweva over Glidden Ralston 38-28. In Class A, in District 1, Hinton picks up their second win in the district schedule, 40-28 winners over Alta Aurelia. Akron Westfield beat MMCRU 21-20. Hartley Melvin Sanborn over South O'Brien 22-6. And shout out to the Westerners for their first win as well, that one over MMCRU. Other scores of note, anyway, it was third ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock beating top ranked West Sioux 44-6. West Lyon beat Sioux Center 17-0. 8th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley beat Storm Lake 41-0. 3rd-ranked Harlan beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-14. And in some of the 5A scores, Sioux City North beat Des Moines North 45-22. Des Moines Hoover beat Sioux City West 35-33. We've got plenty more scores, though, from some of the area districts. And you can find those at KLEM1410.com. Do also want to make a quick note. We announced this on our sportscast this morning. But today's Ridgeview meet held in Holstein, that has been postponed. Galing Catholic, Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson, and Remsen St. Mary's were all scheduled to run there. The rain last night did not do the course any favors, evidently, and so they are going to postpone it for today. It sounds like they will try to reschedule, but with the amount of teams that were planning to get there, that might be quite the challenge. But we do want to make that note that today's cross-country meet in Holstein featuring a few Plymouth County teams has been postponed and maybe will be made up later on this season. All right, so some of the announcements and things like that out of the way, let's get our coaches on the line. Ken Vigdahl will join us coming up in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamars area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, The orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we are back on the KLEM Coach's Corner for another Saturday. The Coach's Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Chapman Overhead Door, Nohava Construction, Foy Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Sitzman Construction, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Get Branded 360, and Ameriprise Financial with Mike and Ross Rulin. Daniel Versteg with you. On the line with us is Ken Vigdahl. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Football. The Bulldogs dropping their first game of the season. Only the first loss for the Bulldogs. They fall 52-17 to the East High Black Raiders. And Coach, first of all, I guess let's talk about the positives. That first half, you guys come out swinging. You play some solid defense. You're able to get to some points on the board there. Tell me what you saw out of your guys in that first half on Thursday night.
You know, I think, you know, you're right. We take our first drive down and we get a score. And, you know, there's no doubt when you play a 5A team and they're rated, you know, there's some nervous energy there. And there's like, can we do it? Is there confidence in us to do it and stuff? And, you know, I thought in the first half up until the last 2 or 3 minutes, you know, we showed that, you know what, we have confidence in what we're doing. We were able to move the ball. We had a turnover, but they had a turnover. We both got points from. So, you know, when it's 14-10 there, you know, you're like, all right, you know, we're staying with these guys and, you know, we're going to battle. And we did battle in the first half.
Yeah, you battled really well. I mean, that first drive, you talk about confidence. And, yeah, you're not just going up against a 5A, but like you said, yeah, a rated 5A, a team that makes the playoffs perennially. But getting out there and kind of punching East in the face with that long touchdown, what did you see from your guys that maybe said, hey, yeah, they've got the confidence right now?
You know, the thing about it is, you know, you go back to last year for a second, you know, we get the ball on the first play, we throw a pass and it goes 77 yards for a touchdown. This one was different. You know, we were able to drive the ball. We were able to get some first downs. And, you know, even though it was a 57-yard pass, you know, he threw the ball about 15 yards and Sione was able to do the rest. But, you know, it was just one of those things. We had great protection. Our kids ran the right routes. Everybody was spacing was perfect, and that's what opened that whole middle up, like we talked about in the pregame, yeah, where you get it to the middle, you know what I mean, cover mm-hmm. two. So, you know, it was just like everything is clicking. That's exactly what we want to do.
Yeah, it really did open up in the middle, like you talk about. So you go up 7-0, and you guys are feeling good. And even after East marches down the field and scores, Coach, I mean, outside of that last play that finally got them into the end zone, it felt like you guys were kind of holding your own. They were just chipping away, and they finally got the big play to break it. That at least the first defensive drive anyway had to be good on the first couple of plays to see, hey, we're even holding our own on the defensive side.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, they've played a lot of games where, you know, it ends up with being a 10 or 15 yard pass and the receivers run, you know, another 30 yards for a touchdown. They've had tons of short fields, you know, on the year to score. And so, you know, it was a 4th-and-10 play, and that kind of puts, you know, secondary in a bind a little bit. You know, you're protecting the first down marker so they don't get a first down, but you also have to protect, you know, they were close enough to get a long ball, 37 yards or whatever it was, to the touchdown, and they decided to go for the long ball. And, you know, he gets behind us by a step, and they score. But, it, you know, it's 7-7. It's not, you know, and we made them work to get down there. So it wasn't like they took 2 or 3 passes and boom, there they go. And then, you know, we ended up having a fumble there and gave them short field. They go up. But then we get a turnover and come back, and, you know, we don't get 7, but we're able to put 3 on the board. So you're thinking, okay, it's 10-14. It's a one-score game. Hey, we're still in this, you know. You know, going back to last year a little bit, they kind of dominated the second quarter last year. But, you know, you're going into half thinking, okay, here we go. We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of teams in the scenario you'd be as a smaller school against, like we said, a very good 5A school, I think that fumble probably would have put them to bed right away. But like you said, you guys get a turnover of your own, and then you get a field goal, and you keep it a one-score game for as long as you could. How good was that to see, just considering your guys? Yeah, they faced some adversity early on there with the fumble, but I mean, for the most part, never really showed it to affecting them in the first half.
Yeah, that's just, you know, the way these guys are. They're just, you know, and we talk about it all the time, and we have something called windshield. You know, you have to forget about it. You can't ponder it, because how many athletes and how many people are so worried about what happened in the past that it affects their future play? You know what I mean? So it's like you have to get rid of it right away, and the next step is up, and here we go. And then we get a turnover. We're able to drive the ball away and get a field goal. And just like you said, it's 14-10 there.
We're chatting with Ken Vigdahl. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Football, talking about the loss on Thursday night to East High. Coach, you know, I'm not going to lie. When I was sitting up there in the booth and you guys had it to punt, it hit off an East High player. They field at the three. They end up starting at the one-yard line. I thought, okay, this is going to be a one-possession game going in the locker room. Things look good. Just what kind of happened in that drive for East High that just kind of maybe saw you guys defensively anyway maybe fall apart a little bit, or what did they do right to just kind of march down the field and take the wind out of the building there?
Well, they started throwing their out routes. You know, we were playing some man coverage, then we played man with two over the top, and you know, they were able to get 5-10 yards at a pop, keep the chains moving. And a couple of times they had some big first downs. And so, you know, the big thing I thought is, you know, you got to give credit to their quarterback. I think he played an excellent game. He had guys around him that still made throws. So, you know, congrats to him for making those plays. And their receivers did a good job. And they really didn't attack downfield. And I think our secondary was like, okay, we can give up the short ball, but we can't give up the long ball. And in return, what ended up happening was we gave up maybe one or too many short plays, you know what I mean, to get a first down, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards at a pop. And then, you know, the touchdown play, it's kind of like this. And he's scrambling to the left, comes back to the right, and you know, our secondary kind of rotated to the left. And one guy with it, you know, probably didn't even expect to get the ball, starts running to the end zone, and you know, we lose track of him, and they end up scoring there. So it's just one of those things. It was a broken coverage by us. But, you know, once again, I'll give credit to their quarterback. He went to the left, came back to the right, found his open receiver.
And they had so many different guys, too. Like you said, a guy that probably didn't think he was going to get the football on that play. He busts out, makes a big play. There were so many guys like that for East High all throughout the night. It just had to feel, I guess, from a defensive standpoint, like you're trying to cover 15 different guys out there, and it just maybe felt like you guys were outnumbered in some scenarios.
Yeah, and you know, the whole thing we talked about in the pregame was, you know, we have to make that quarterback feel uncomfortable, and we have to get pressure on him. And at times we were able to get pressure on him on the edges, but we never really got pressure a lot up, you know, up into the pocket. And so, you know, once again, you give a kid like that time to throw the ball, and, you know, they have talented receivers, and, you know, they were able to get open. And, you know, the thing that kind of ended towards the third and fourth quarter was, you know, our back four, our secondary, they're playing, you know, offense too, where, you know, they platoon, they're big enough where they, you know, nobody goes both ways. And, you know, a little bit when you got to play defense, and as our receivers, you're running around, you know, nonstop defensively and running around offensively. You know, our kids did get a little tired, but, you know, that's here nor there. But it's just, like you said, it was like, here we go. We have to get pressure to make him throw before he wants to throw.
And as you said, too, you guys were able to do that at times, not consistently like you probably would have liked. But you also said in the pregame that, the front seven, in regards to the defense anyway, the front seven is going to be the best we see all year. Was that also kind of the case for that offensive line? It just felt like they had a lot of big bodies up there. They were moving well, and it felt like they kind of did what they needed to out there to protect their quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and one thing they do, they're a pass. You know, they're a pass team first. They're not going to run the ball. They, you know, even though they had a few yards running the ball, but they're primarily going to throw the ball. And, you know, the one thing about it, they have big enough kids, and, you know, they work on tons of pass protection and whatever we blitzed. And we were able to, you know, we had to blitz our middle linebacker at times and stuff like that to be able to get pressure on him. But, you know, they're up front guys, you know, that's what they do. And they were able to do that. And so, you know, that gives that quarterback time, like we said. And, you know, what's interesting is with this game is both our offense this year has scored more points than we did last year. And at this point in time, and our defense has given up less points. So, you know, it's one of those things that the score didn't look real pretty, whatever you want to say. But you know what? We're doing a lot of good things, and, you know, we're going to face MOC on this weekend and stuff. And so, you know, yesterday, since we played on Thursday, we put this one to bed a little bit, and, you know, hey, we're on to the next one. And so that's where our mindset's got to be.
Ken Vigdahl's with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. I could tell just from listening to people around, you know, Sioux City and things like that, I don't think many people gave you a chance in the ball game. And yeah, the score is going to look a little bit inflated, maybe support their point, but for at least two quarters and some change there, you guys were hanging true with them. You guys come out to the start the second half. Yeah, that kick return didn't feel good, but you answer it right away with a score. You get points on the board again. It had to feel, at least at that point, that if you could have gotten a defensive stop on that next drive, you guys would have been right there in the ballgame.
Exactly. And that, you know, you've seen it all year that, you know, one thing I think our kids do a great job is, you know, yeah, that kickoff return that they ran back for a touchdown kind of deflated us a little bit. But then the offense goes out, we score in the next drive, you know what I mean? And so, you know, the one thing I'll say about these guys is they just don't quit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have that mentality, and you saw it in the first game, and you saw it in the second game. And, you know, there was no doubt that, you know, the East was able to do some things later in the half to put some point, or in the second half to put some points on the board. But you know what? It's one thing that, you know, that you like to see is no matter what happens, we're playing hard all the time.
How about some positive performances here, Coach? Just watching up in the booth, I love the way Sione Fifita played out there, not just on offense, not just on defense, but, I mean, man, he sent you guys up with so many good scenarios with his kick returns as well and your special teams unit. What did you see out of Sione Fifita as a guy that, you know, you guys want to rely on many facets of the game and him being able to show you that on Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, and we're able to move him around a little bit. You know, we have some different sets where, you know, he even puts his hand on the ground. And, you know, I think that's a little bit how the first touchdown occurred is, you know, all of a sudden he's got his hand on the ground. You lose track of him. He's not one-on-one coverage on the backside or the front side of a play. He's, you know, and you're like, okay, we don't have to worry about him. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden here he is running a crossing route and you know, Keegan did a great job of getting him the ball because he was rolling to his left. And so, you know, all those things. And then, you know, the thing that we all know is he's got speed that once he gets the ball, he can make a move and, you know, get vertical and get down the field. And that was kind of the same way with when he caught his second one where we just ran a key route out to him on the edge there. And he gets a great block, puts his foot in the ground and gets north and scores. So, you know, we expect him to do a lot of things, and you know, we expect him to be able to fight through all the you know, heat and the weather and stuff like that, and be on the field and stuff. And so he played, you know, he played a great game defensively. He had a interception and stuff. And so, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you're a great player, and we expect you to be a great player all the time. And you know, he's each week he gets better and better, and so. You know, that's what we expect. But, you know, at the end of the day, we expect that out of everybody. So I know we're talking about Sione, but, you know, like we expect our offensive line to be great, our defensive backs to be great. You know, that's just what we are. That's our expectations. And our expectations are high. And it's not just high on the football field. It's high in the classroom. It's high out of the school. That's just what our program wants to be.
Ken Vigdahl's with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. You know, an aspect that we – we rarely talk about, but I feel like we should a lot more with your team is your special teams ability. Number one, you got points with your special teams, which is always a good thing to see. You guys had points set up a number of times by your ability to return kicks, and some of your kick coverage things were good as well. You know, special teams are overlooked a lot more in the high school game, but you guys do them so well. What is it that you know, you guys do to make sure, hey, you guys are taking advantage of the opportunities you get with regards to special teams opportunities?
Well, we make sure, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you're right, they're easily overlooked, but once again, they're the third of the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So somewhere along the line, there's going to be a special team out there. And so, you know, there's no doubt we practice them every week. We practice them actually a couple times a week. But, you know, I just think it's one of those things that, you know, this year we're able to put, you know, some juniors on there. We have a few sophomores in there. But, you know, like Coach talked yesterday about it, is Coach Valen said, hey, here's the deal. You want to play more varsity time, or you want to get, you know, spell other varsity starters because, you know, of rest or whatever they need. It's like, you got to show us you can play on special teams. And so when you can play on special teams and we can count on you on special teams, you know, then maybe we can take a Sione and give him a rest, or an Elijah and give him a rest, and or, you know, whoever that needs it. And, you know, you've proven yourself. That's kind of where in high school football, that's where you prove yourself to be able to be a starter on offense or defense.
Well, a tough loss this past week, but a great opportunity. As you mentioned, MOC Floyd Valley's coming up this week. This is a team that is so much more improved from years past, Coach, at least just looking at their first 3 weeks. What is it that you see out of MOC, and what is it that you guys are going to be really focusing on this week to give yourself the best chance against the Dutch?
Well, I think the biggest thing that you see out of them is now they have confidence. You know what I mean? The lack of a, you know, high school term is they have swag. They, you know, they're 3-0, and you know they feel good about it, which they should because they are 3-0. But you know, the one thing about it is, you know, you're going to see the 3-front out of them. You're going to see it. They will mix a 4-front in once in a while, and you know their offense will run the ball obviously. And so at the end of the day, it's like we have to take care of that, I should say. But the thing that we have to be able to do is we have to play the physical game that we've been playing, and we have to be able to, you know, I hate to say it, but you know, make their confidence level not as great, because the thing you're playing right now with MOC is, you know, you can watch all the film you want, X's and O's, and draw up everything you need. It's the confidence thing that we have to be able to go out. We have to be able to establish a line of scrimmage, and we have to be able to stop them on defense, obviously, and get a few scores. So then their confidence is, you know, in question.
Well, yeah, I hope I'm hoping for a bounce back for you guys, Coach. Should be a great contest at Jim Lorenzen Field next week, Friday here in town. We always appreciate your time, Coach, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Ken Vigdahl joining us in the KLEM Coach's Corner. Jeremy Schindler, Galen Catholic coach, joins us next here on KLEM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible available to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner. My thanks to Ken Vigdahl joining us earlier on. The Coach's Corner is brought to you every Saturday by Chapman Overhead Door, Nohava Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Sitzman Construction, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Get Branded 360, and Ameriprise Financial with Mike and Ross Rulin. Daniel Versteg with you. We are joined now by the head football coach, Galen Catholic. That is Coach Jeremy Schindler. This team coming off a 35-0 victory over Lawton Bronson last night. It was scoring early and often for you guys, Coach. I mean, wow. First play from scrimmage goes 68 yards for a house call. What? I mean, that's pretty confident to take a shot on the first play, and boy, did it work for you guys.
Yeah, I got to give some credit to Coach Owens on that one. We were talking during Thursday's practice, and, you know, we're running our offense, and he kind of nudges me and says, you know, I think that play will work. And I said, yeah, I think it will too. And I said, it works against their coverage. And he goes, you should run it first play. And then he chuckled. And I don't know if he was joking or not. but then I went home and thought about it. And, you know, we got the ball, you know, around the 30-yard line. So we weren't in the shadow of our end zone or anything. And, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You throw an interception? Well, you got all game to recover. And so we just take a shot. You know, it's not something that we do very often. But, you know, now maybe teams will think twice before creeping up. And you know, we got that deep threat. So, yeah, it's a great, great start to the game for us.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the rest of the half, too. But, you know, that play, did it seem like they then – and maybe not over-prepared or over-covered, but did they really – did you see them really kind of just key in on Keaton and they said, we are not going to let another 70-yard score happen to us again?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely adjusted and tried to take over, you know, put a guy in his face and then put someone deep. And, you know, we knew we were going to be able to run the football. At least we thought we had a good idea we could do it against them. And so, you know, to hit that first big play and then be able to come back on the second drive and just be able to pound it. And like he said, you know, when they put two guys on Keaton, that's one less dude in the box to stop the run. And we were able to capitalize on that.
Coach, what does scoring on the first play do for a team? I mean, that just has to really fire you guys up. It's got to give you all the confidence in the world out there.
Yeah, you know, we talked all week about, you know, finishing. And I said, you know, finishing, it's got to start from the beginning. You have to finish each and every play. So just to be able to finish off a drive on play one really fired everybody up. You know, we could feel there was a little different energy in the boys coming out during warm-ups and coming out of the locker room before the national anthem and stuff. We felt there was a little something different. They were a little fired up for this one, and you know, to capitalize on play one, it just, that emotion that you have in the locker room and stuff like that, it just carries out onto the field and just keeps everything going and keeps everybody up.
You guys then kind of have an interesting turn of events there. You guys force a punt, which is good, obviously, and then that pesky weather kind of got involved in a fumble, but man, how big was it for your defense to stand tall when they started at the 6-yard line? You kept them out of the end zone and kept them without any points on that first opportunity.
Yeah, defense stepped up there, and you know, Keaton kind of bailed himself out by making a deflection
right
on fourth down. You know, so it was really good to see him flush that mistake that he made and just make a great play on fourth down. And the whole defense, you know, did a good job of just everybody rallied together. And, you know, it's a good thing to be put in situations like that where you're stressed and to see how guys react. And I thought defensively they did a great job of keeping them out of the end zone and getting the ball back to our offense.
And the ball did go back to your offense in a big way. You go an 11-play, 97-yard drive in 4 minutes and 11 seconds. Coach, I don't know if there's a better – kind of drive chart than that. When you guys are just marching the field, you're so deliberate. Everything is going right for you. It's a work of art out there.
Yeah, that was definitely probably our cleanest drive of the game offensively. There's drives later in the game where we're able to move the ball, but, you know, you get a penalty here and there and just didn't quite play cleanly. But that drive was really good, you know, to be backed up, to be able to, you know, get a big run on the second play of the drive to get out of the shadow of your end zone and then really just take off from there. And the offensive line executed beautifully. You know, our passing game, when we needed to hit some passes, we hit some passes on our play-action game. And you know, to just finish off the drive with 7 points, is that's what you always want to do. So that was a great and probably our most complete drive as a team, maybe of the season. So it was really good to see.
Oh, very good to see. And this whole first 12 or so minutes, I mean, it was awesome to see you guys force another three and out. You score again, you block a punt, and then you start the second quarter with another touchdown. You got Keaton involved again. Aiden was running his way up and down the field, and even Cale Pearson gets into the end zone as well. I feel like this is just kind of the embodiment of what you've been talking about all season when it comes to the amount of different weapons you guys can rely on whenever you have the football.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody knows about Keaton and Aiden and Connor, and those guys did a great job for us again last night. You know, making plays and you know, it's great to see Cale Pearson get in there, and you know, he's a firecracker on offense for us. It's great for me too as a play caller, because you know, you're able to get Aiden some more rest, and Cale definitely earned his stripes last night, and I definitely have more confidence in him now than I did prior to the game starting. I thought he ran the ball really well, and you know, he's a little bit lighter of a guy, so he has to make sure he finishes runs, and I thought he did a really good job of that, finishing runs and going downhill. And that first play was he hit a little shimmy in the hole and he was gone. I mean, he was like a bolt of lightning. So great experience for him, and it's just going to make us better as a team the more guys we can get involved.
Yeah, we talked about that too, Gabe and I on the call. I mean, it, not only is this just, yeah, getting Aiden some rest, but as you talked about, it's confidence that, hey, maybe we bring him in a third down scenario, or he gets the first couple of downs and Aiden finishes it off, or something like that. I mean, the amount of different wrinkles you can throw into your running game now is just added on by your new confidence in Cale.
Yeah, I mean, in up and down the lineup, you know, that's something we tried to do last night, especially on the defensive line and in the linebacker. We're just trying to build depth. When you're able to get up on a team like that, you know, 14-0, 21-0, you know, you're able to bring in guys and they're able to play meaningful football. You know, this is early in the game. Everybody's got their starters out there still. And so we substitute and bring some guys in. And I thought some guys played really well last night. Like, you know, Cale's a great example of that. He got great, meaningful reps, and that's just going to help him grow as a football player, and it's going to help us grow as a team and be a deeper, more talented football team. So I thought that was pretty good.
You know, Coach, when you guys scored that touchdown, as we're chatting with Jeremy Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football, you guys go up 28-0 to start the second quarter. I guess for a moment there, I had a thought, and this feels a little too quick. It feels like there's still plenty of time for Lawton Bronson to maybe make some plays, get close into the contest again. You obviously know how good Lawton Bronson is, not just from last year, but this season as well. They've been playing good football. You obviously knew, hey, the guys have to stay locked into what you're doing out there, because Any couple of mistakes, Lawton's still back into the contest.
Yeah, and that's actually kind of, you know, what happened is on that next drive, you know, they're able to eat up a ton of clock. We had a couple mistakes on defense, and we end up calling a timeout, and, you know, they're in the red zone. And, you know, Coach just, we were playing sloppy on that drive defensively, and we call timeout, Coach gets them in, reminds them of their assignments, and just, you know, play physical with their receivers and you know, do the right thing and do it the way we worked on all week in practice. And all of a sudden we go four plays and they don't have the ball anymore. So that there was a little bit of a
and this is something we're going to talk about today in the film, is there's a little bit of a mental lapse. It's like you go up 28-0, and everybody took a deep breath. And, you know, it's just something that happens, and that's something that we got to make sure that we clean up, and you want to make sure you keep the pedal down and don't let a team back in, because if they score there on that last drive before the half, it's 28-7 going in, they get the ball, and you know they got confidence that they can go down and score. So it was good that we kept them out, but we want to make sure that we don't let them eat up all that clock and drive the length of the field.
Yeah, I guess it was at the end of the day, you've got to be really proud of your defense. Just the amount of kind of crummy scenarios they were handed in the contest. Of course, we talked about that new set of downs down at the six, and like you said, they get into the red zone on that drive, and every time they were able to keep them out of the end zone. I mean, that in and of itself has to be grounds for a lot of praise and excitement from you, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, and that's the big thing, is the zero stayed up on the scoreboard for us defensively, and at the end of the day, that's what matters. If they don't score any points, they can't win. So to be able to do that, they we can hang our hats on that, and we just want to point out in film is, hey, when you guys did things the way we taught you, when you executed coach's game plan on defense, they couldn't move the ball. It's when we had those mental lapses and maybe a missed tackle here and there, that's when they were able to have a little success. And so, again, you know, we're trying to get to that level that we saw last week against HMS. And you just can't have those little mental lapses. So, again, great overall effort defensively. But, you know, we just clean up those few little things. And then we're playing four full quarters of football.
I was going to say, was that kind of your message there in the locker room? Was at halftime, you're still in the heat of the moment. You tell your guys, gosh, we got to still finish, you know, here. We still got to put points on the board. I mean, finish them off properly, as you talk about finishing on just normal plays. Was the message there then you still have to finish this contest?
Absolutely. You know, finish the ball game. Go out there. You know, make a stop on defense, and then let's get the ball and let's score a touchdown, and then let's get another stop and you know, drive the ball again. You know, so yeah, big thing. Get a stop and then let's put one in the end zone. And you know, we were able to do that. They had a little success on that first drive in the second half. They were able to move the ball, but ultimately, you know, we were able to stiffen up when we needed to, force a punt or turnover and downs. I don't remember what it was, but we get the ball back and then we go on a big, long 16, I think it was 14 or 16 play drive, something like that.
Yep.
And, you know, we're able to punch it in the end zone to get it to 35 and get it to a running clock. And you know, that was pretty quick after that.
Yeah. That drive, outside of your first one. Yeah. You mentioned, there were a few more penalties in this drive, but yeah, still, I've got 14 plays, 75 yard drive in 6 minutes. I mean, that's another one of those just glorious kind of things where you just march and march and march your way down the field. You guys had a few sets of downs in there. You guys were running, and I think you were still throwing a little bit on that drive, and that had to feel really good as well, just considering the message you gave them at halftime, and they came out and delivered to start the second half.
Yeah, you know, we started off that drive pretty well, and then we get into a third and long, and we missed a couple blocking assignments, and kind of got us into a third and long, and Connor and Keaton bailed us out again, and we got a deep pass play down the left side, and from there we just were able to, you know, the offensive line stepped up there and took it on themselves to get us in the end zone. And you know, Cole McCarty made a great catch at the 2 yard line to get us a first down. That was a really well executed drive, other than the few plays that we had a negative, but, and then a penalty here and there. So, just little stuff to clean up. I mean, it's nothing major. You're always, as a football coach, you're always looking for perfection, and it's something that we always strive for, and we definitely can learn from last night and you know, get better.
Coach, this was something we got to talk about with Coach Vigdahl a couple weeks ago in their game against Bishop Heal, and you guys get it here last night against Lawton Brunson. You get a new quarterback in, you get new running backs, you get new line, you get all these kind of guys in, and you were talking about the depth earlier on. How valuable was that experience for you guys in the fourth quarter, late in the third, to get everybody off the bench and get them playing some meaningful varsity reps?
Yeah, I think that's really good. And just, you know, you get it on tape, and then you can show the kids, you know, well, you got to do this a little bit better. You got to do that. And then, you know, it's like you said, it's that the varsity experience. It's good for them. And, you know, just to have that, because football's a long, it's a long season. You never know who you're going to need, you know. And we got guys who we think can help us later on down the road. And you know, some of them got some valuable playing time last night, and not only helped them grow as football players, and that in turn helps us grow as a football team.
You know, one aspect of your defense here, Coach, is Jeremy Schindler joins us on the KLEM Coach's Corner. One aspect of your defense that I was extremely excited to watch all throughout the contest was your defensive line play, and then add in a couple of linebackers whenever they would come in on pressure. It felt like there were times, Coach, that maybe I would blink on the snap, and there were about three green jerseys all around Lawton Bronson's quarterback. I mean, what was going on there at the line that you guys just seemingly sometimes just ran free at the quarterback?
Yeah, you know, that's another aspect is we've talked about before, is our team speed. And it, you know, you got a guy like Aiden Spangler with his hand in the ground and Gabe Wilchin, you know, coming off the edge. Those are really good athletes for defensive linemen. Like, they're elite defensive linemen athletes in terms of speed and just overall athleticism. So those guys really did a great job of getting off the ball and not letting the Lawton Bronson linemen get their hands on them. And you know, we had guys like Evan Stieg and Dane Lehman and Will Harpenaugh being able to push through the middle and collapse the pocket. And they just did a great job all night of not letting their quarterback breathe. And we talked about that, you know, don't let him breathe. We're going to send some pressure. You know, we don't want him to get in a rhythm, because, you know, when their QB's gotten in a rhythm in the past, he's able to throw a really good football, and they have some talented wide receivers out there. So really it was, let's not let him get in that rhythm and make sure we put a stop to it before it gets started.
Jeremy Schindler with us, head coach of Galen Catholic football. On the offensive side for you guys, we talked in the pregame about how week one, it felt like you guys had to do more downhill running than you did passing. You were still able to come up with a win. Last week, we were talking about your passing game, and you fall a little bit short, but the running game couldn't get going. This week, you guys were throwing out of the I formation look. You guys were still able to pass and run. You were doing all these things. I have to imagine for you, that's how you want your offense to look when you can, you know, put up 300 and yards running and 200 yards passing and have a just very, very complete night offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were able to have success doing a little bit of everything last night, and a multitude of guys helped out. You know, we had Keaton, obviously, had a big night catching the ball. Ryan Augustine had a two really, really big first down conversion catches, and actually probably might have had a shot at a touchdown if we don't give up a sack. But you know, they did a really good job executing in the passing game, and Kale and Aiden had big nights on the ground, and our offensive line, I thought our pass protection all night was really good. Run game, I thought for the most part we blocked pretty well. Again, there's just little things that we need to clean up. They started to shift on us. They made an adjustment after that our second drive, and they were shifting to our strong side, and we kind of made a little counter adjustment, and we were able to run to our weak side. And once we talked about that adjustment at halftime, we felt a little more comfortable with the blocking scheme, and we were able to execute that in the second half. So, yeah, being able to run the football, pass the ball, and that's what I want to do. We want it all open. We want teams guessing. I mean, we don't want people keying in on Aiden Spangler and Keaton Bonderson and Cale Pearson. And we want it. Well, who's going to get the ball? And when a defense starts guessing, that's when you know you've got them on their heels. And and you can basically do whatever you want.
Well, you did whatever you want. You came away with a 35-0 victory. It was a very impressive ball game. But now, Coach, I know you're not going to be satisfied, obviously. Put up 300 yards on the ground and still talking about the ways you can improve on the ground. Hinton's coming up next week, Coach, and obviously you know that program well. They are playing some outstanding football. They just picked up their second win. They're 2-0 in the district. What kind of things do you see in this year's Hinton team, and what are you guys going to have to be prepared for with a team that will give you guys all you can ask for, I have to imagine, next week?
Yeah, you know, they're definitely improved in the line of scrimmage and at the skill positions and basically all over the field on offense. And so they got one elite athlete, and that's the Bo DeRocher kid, and we're going to have to make sure we know where he is. You know, he's a fantastic football player. And so we just got to identify where he's at and make sure we rally and tackle him. And, but they do spread the ball around quite a bit. They got a nice quarterback, a senior. He's playing some really good football right now, probably some of the best football he's played. And just defensively, we just have to be sound and physical. And if we can do that, then, we'll have the same type of success that we had against Lawton. You know, when our guys defensively do what Coach Ellenzone teaches, they have success. And so that'll be a key for us this week. And then offensively, again, just keep things rolling and fine tune the things that we need to fine tune and just keep it rolling, because you don't want to stop as an offense. When you stop and stutter, it's hard to get back going. And so we just want to make sure we're able to run, throw, play action, do it all. And that's what we're striving for this week.
Perfect. And, yeah, it should be a great contest next week. We're going to have the call for you, for our listeners right here on KLAM next week, of that contest from Hinton, Iowa. Coach, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time, and we'll keep chatting this week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Jeremy Schindler joining us here on the KLAM Coaches Corner. We'll be back to wrap up this hour after this break. You're listening to KLAM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamars. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamars, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamars and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
And we're back here on the KLEM Coach's Corner to wrap things up for another week of high school football. Again, week three of the high school football season now in the rearview mirror. And for Galen Catholic football, district play is all the rest of the way in the regular season. They are done out of district, so five big games the rest of the way. All of them are big, but especially when you play in district. Lamars Community wraps up their non-district play at home next week against MOC Floyd Valley. And as Coach Vigdahl talked about it with him as well, this is a much-improved MOC Floyd Valley squad. You're going to want to get out there. That's going to be some great football at Jim Lorenzen Field coming up next week. So check that out. And again, we're going to have coverage of Galen Catholic and Hinton football from the Held Sports Complex there in Hinton. Going to be a great night. Looking like a great weather forecast. A little warm probably for mid-September, but Should be a great night for football. We'll have the coverage right here on air, or you can watch the game live on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. And if you missed any of the contests that we talked about with Coach Big Doll and Coach Jeremy Schindler, well, we've got those archived for you as well. You can watch those games back in their entirety on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. And Jeremy was just telling me once we got off the horn, he said, yeah, I went back and watched the game, listened to the call again, and yeah, it was a great game. So make sure you do what Coach Schindler did and go check out the games from the last couple of days on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Again, Lamar's playing East on Thursday night, and Galen Catholic playing Lawton Bronson on Friday night. And we thank our great sponsors for making that a possibility. Again, we'll be live with video coverage in Hinton this coming Friday with more high school football action. Also on the sports schedule for this week, we've got high school volleyball for you. We'll be back at the Galen Catholic Gym. They are hosting Akron Westfield in a rematch of that regional final volleyball contest from last year. The regional final that didn't want to end from the Bishop Helin Catholic High School Gym. If you remember correctly, Galen went up 2-0. Akron Westfield was starting to come back in the third set, and then the power went out, and Akron won that set. And the next one, we went to 5 sets, and finally Galen came away with their 5th straight trip to state. But yeah, that's one that's going to go down in the annals of Galen Catholic volleyball history. So going to be a fun one there Tuesday night from Galen Catholic as the Jays host Akron Westfield in volleyball. For Lamar's fans, next week will be dedicated a lot to Lamar's community athletics. Next week, Tuesday the 20th, Lamar's hosts Sioux City West in a Missouri River Conference volleyball matchup. And then Friday night, the 23rd, Lamar's opens district play at the Storm Lake Tornadoes, and we'll have that coverage for you right here on KLAM Radio. So this coming week, we've got a lot of Galen Catholic sports. The following week, we'll have a lot of Lamar's community sports. So we're making sure everybody gets their fair shake of it. Today as well, if you're into the volleyball scene, make sure you head on out to the Lamar's Community Gym. Some great volleyball talent out there at the Lamar's home tournament. Of course, the Bulldogs are in action there. So are the Sheldon Orabs, Galen Catholic Jays, the Hinton Blackhawks are out there, the North Stars. It's going to be a great day of volleyball. It's already been going on. It started at 8 o'clock this morning and continues all throughout the morning into about lunchtime. And so get on out there and check it out. They've got 4 courts going at any time of volleyball action. It's a great day to do that, so stop on by the Lamar's Community Gym. We'll thank our sponsors once again for bringing you the KLEM Coaches Corner, like Chapman Overhead Door, Nohava Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Sitzman Construction, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Get Branded 360, and Ameriprise Financial with Mike and Ross Rulin. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner. For all of us here at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Radio Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg. Have a great weekend.